Big New Year's questions. Should old acquaintance be forgot? Live to Kirstine McHugh, Professor of Scottish Literature and Song Culture at the University of Glasgow. Professor, welcome to PM.
Thank you, Paddy, and please call me Kirstine.
Kirstine, why is this such a haunting New Year's song, Auld Lang Syne?
Do you know, it's a funny thing. I'm thinking of that wonderful moment in when Harry met Sally, when the year comes and he says, you know, I've never understood this. I just have no idea what this means. And she kind of just improvises on what she thinks it means. And actually, of course, that's the reality for a lot of people who sing this song at New Year or other times of the year. Because we only actually sing a tiny little bit of the song, we miss out quite a lot of the meaning. And it's in Old Scots, and it's difficult to translate even into English, you know, Auld Lang Syne. What does it mean? I mean, old long since is the kind of literal translation, which means absolutely nothing. But the song that we know associated with Burns is, you know, next to Happy Birthday Now, the most famous song in the world, and sung so often, not just at New Year, but at the end of weddings and events and concerts and formal dinners. It's an amazing story of the popularity of one single song globally, actually.
Yes, and also communally in a small room or sung in Edinburgh in the middle of the thing. You don't have to completely understand it to feel a sense of bonding, of kinship, and a certain nostalgia and a reminder. There's something in it about I'm with someone with whom I've seen a lot of life with. That's what I get from it.
And you're spot on. The two beautiful verses in Burns's version, which we never sing, are actually really nostalgic and sentimental. And they're about childhood friendship. They're about the things that really matter in life, that as children we've pulled daisies on the braes, on the hills. And then life has come upon us and we've spent a long swathes of our lives apart, growing up and having our own adventures and experiences in life. But that bond of friendship never leaves us. And the second verse is all about them paddling about in the burn, in the stream as children. And then it reflects on, you know, seas have sort of flown between us. But that doesn't matter because it's that bond of long friendship that really lasts.
That's why it's so aching to hear it at a funeral, isn't it? And I just wondered if before we're going to hear it sung, what should we say about the tune? He didn't write the tune. He can't take credit for that.
He can't. And unfortunately, you know, copyright as it was, you know, he never really saw the benefit of it. In fact, the tune we know was set to to his words about 3 years after he died. He had no knowledge that it would ever be set to that tune. He did know the tune and he'd collected some words for another song collection at the time to the tune that we now know. But it was his second song editor, George Thompson, who matched this rather upbeat tune in comparison to the sort of older, more nostalgic melancholic tune.
Lovely.
That Burns knew himself.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. I can tell you could go on and on all evening. I wish I could be with you in a pub and you tell me more. But thank you, Professor. She's Kirstine McHugh. And now, as a treat for her, you and all of us on the PM team, we go to Glasgow to meet Brian Marshall, musical director of Westerton Male Voice Choir. Brian, hello.
Hello, Paddy. How are you doing?
Lovely to hear you. We've put you in a very small room. How many have you got in BBC Pacific Key in a small room?
Well, we're going to sound like 300, but there are only 21 of us here. But it's a very small room up here in Glasgow.
And are you one of the biggest in the UK men's choirs?
We are. We're one of the UK's leading male voice choirs. We've got over 75 of us singing, and we've been going for nearly 70 years as a choir.
It's a beautiful thing. What do a bunch of men in a broom cupboard singing get from it other than hot?
Well, yes, hot, and they get to know each other extremely well. But apart from that, they get the joy of just singing one of the greatest songs ever written. It's a timeless song. It's a classic. And it's a song that we sing every single year and probably have done since 1957 when the choir started.
And generally just guys singing, because I think of Girls Aloud, and I think of Only Men Aloud. And what's the joy for you to be with the guys? What is the kind of advantage of the people? Why have you gone on so long?
Yeah, well, it's a very social activity as well, Paddy. And it's a great activity for folk to bond. And men like to be with men sometimes, and it's good to be out and be with other guys who are like-minded and chat with them and just share experiences. And there's no better way to do that than singing. Singing's something everybody can do. You You don't need anything for it. You just need a guy like me standing up in front, waving his arms to keep us all together. But it brings everybody so much joy and experiences like this, for example, that they might never have had before. So it's a wonderful thing to be part of.
And they hope they'll never get again. It's 21 people in a room designed for two.
Correct.
And also, just to ask you, advice for a choir singing it, I don't think we should get hung up on knowing what it all means, I've just been told by the professor.
Definitely not. However, you will get pulled up if you pronounce sign wrong. So it's Auld Lang Syne with an S, not with a Z. And that's very important. And it's Auld, as in A-U-L-D, not Auld Lang Syne. So there's a couple of things to think about.
Right, I've got 30 seconds, which I can fill by you warming up.
All right.
Or asking you another question. What would you like?
Well, we could warm up, I suppose.
Okay,
we,
you've
boys?
Got 30 right. seconds.
30 seconds. Just a... I think we're warmed up, Paddy.
I think you're very warmed up. Yeah, yeah. I think I've heard the result of a few hip flasks in that room.
Well, let us hug me, eh?
Listen, stand by your beds. We'll be back to you in just moments. Lovely. Thank you very much. Lovely
Cheers,
to
Paddy.
Yeah, see you. There he goes. Lovely to see him. And we'll hear him in a minute as well. More winter walks for you. Here's Yolo Williams, naturalist, writer and presenter of BBC Spring Watch and Autumn Watch.
I know many of you don't like the winter, it's cold, you'll be tucked in front of the fire, but do get out because there's so much to see. Put on a warm coat and join me. I'm out here, Vorrid Bay near Carnarvon, looking out over the mud flats. It's alive with birds. There are oyster catchers, there are curlew, there are lapwing, there are widgeon, pintail, mallard and teal. That even geese come all the way from Arctic Canada, pale-bellied Brent geese. And doesn't matter where you are, you can be out on a beautiful estuary like this, you can be in your local park, your local pond, there's always something to see. So come on, get those warm clothes on and get outside.
Thank you very much indeed. At 7 tonight, George goes on the rampage with shocking consequences. It's not George Osborne this time, it's Ambridge.
Look who's just staggered in.
New year.
Hasn't he done enough to tear this family apart?
Right.
Old problems.
Hey, stop! You can't get over moving Alice!
Alice, no!
I mean it, Ed! Get out of my face! Ed!
And no one will ever let me forget who I am.
I would never steal from my family. I thought you knew that.
Shh! People are looking.
I don't care!
So let's give the whole village something to really remember.
You think you can just kick me out? Decide I don't exist.
The Archers. Tonight at 7 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Cold weather warnings have been issued by the Met Office. A live weather forecast now comes from Louise Lear. Hello, Louise.
Hello there, Paddy. Happy New Year, everyone. Well, I tell you, the beginning of 2027, is that right?
Six.
2026. Oh, dear. That was a mistake. The beginning of 2026 is going to be dominated by some cold Arctic air, strong winds as well. Now, it will give us some crisp, sunny days and frosty nights. But yes, it will also bring some snow showers. Now, before you get carried away on that, actually, for New Year's Eve, it's not going to be as cold as the night just passed. And the reason for that is quite a lot of cloud spilling in from the north and strong winds. So in Scotland, it will be showers of rain through New Year's Eve, particularly to the far north of Scotland. So we'll see a frequent rash of showers through the evening, but temperatures holding up above freezing. So yes, showery, but not as cold. Further south, we will see some clearing skies, and actually down across southern England, we could see lows of around -3 degrees. Into New Year's Day then, we are likely to see to the east of the Pennines a crisp start with some sunshine coming through and a beautiful New Year's Day in prospect. Out to the west, more cloud around through Northern Ireland, Wales and southwest England. But for Scotland, here comes the change. An area of low pressure will drift its way down from the north. That's going to allow Arctic winds to come in and this cold air to arrive. So during the day, on New Year's Day in Scotland, it will turn increasingly wintry, with some snow showers developing and strong gusting winds in excess of 50 to 60 miles an hour, blowing some of those showers around. And that marks the start of this colder story for all of us. So as we move out of New Year's Day, well, we will start to see plenty of cold weather right across the country, some coastal snow showers likely, but for a time during the early hours of Friday morning, we could see some snow even at lower levels across across Northern Ireland, Wales and the Midlands. Keep listening to the forecast. Do download the BBC Weather app for details in your area. But until then, Happy New Year and welcome to 2026. Back to you, Paddy.
Yes, I can't wait for 2027 myself. Today's studio director was Nikki Brough. The editor was Mark Faulkner. Now back live to Glasgow and the Westerton Male Voice Choir squeezed into a room under musical director Brian Marshall. That's it from PM for 2025. We're off to the pub, raising a glass to you who do that thing in such short supply. Listen. Brian, over to you.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. And here's a hand, my trusty fear, and here's a hand o' thine. We'll tak a right good
to 2026. Back to you, Paddy.
Yes, I can't wait for 2027 myself. Today's studio director was Nikki Brough. The editor was Mark Faulkner. Now back live to Glasgow and the Westerton Male Voice Choir squeezed into a room under musical director Brian Marshall. That's it from PM for 2025. We're off to the pub, raising a glass to you who do that thing in such short supply. Listen. Brian, over to you.
Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne? For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll tak a cup o' kindness yet for auld lang syne. And here's a hand, my trusty fear, and here's a hand o' thine. We'll tak a right good willy walk for auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear,